Tmeya Shemchalalis via Medis. That since the Trum is also Tmeya already, therefore it's Mechulu via Medis, it's not this positive Mechayiv Misa. In other words, as it says, Vizar Shochel, that's the Trum, we had before Vizar, each Trum, regularly you saw, each Trum is also Chayiv Misa. Now, Amar Rav, Rav says no. That Zar Shochel es Truma Zad that it's Truma Leika. He only receives Malkus. So Amri Le Rav Kana Rav Asi Le Rav. So both Rav Kana and Rav Asi both said to Rav, Le Mama, why don't you also agree and say B'Misa that a Zad that it's Truma should be Chayiv Misa? Because there's a pasuk that says Tichol Zar La Yoicha Kodesh Ani Hashem Mekadeshom. And at the end it says Rashi says Tichsiv Basrei Umeisu Boiki Chalu. It says in the pasuk Misa. Then it says the chol zal liyechol kodesh, the chol pashos of a truma kodesh, the whole pasuk is going on truma. So mashma klulah that the zar eats truma is chayiv misa. It still says the voa shemesh v'toyah v'yachal yechol min hakodeshim. So the Moran says hipsakinyan that Rav holds is a hipsakinyan. Rashi says beinu meisuboy or bein chol zar there's a hipsik. It stops. Or mashma the lake says misa elu lagabe kahanim. When Mishum Tuma, Rav learned this pasuk is only the chiyuv misa only goes on upon a kohen if he's tummy and he eats truma Torah. But if the zar eats truma Torah, he's not chayiv misa. So the Gemara Meisa, we have a question on Rav. It says before clearly, v'yelu hen shebemesa b'misa. These are the cases of chayiv misa. Zar oichel es a truma. So when it says masnisa, now the Rav Karom is asking a question on Rav from a brisa. Rav tanu polig. Rav has a locha like a tano. Rav has a right to argue on a brisa. Therefore, you can't ask a question on Rav from a Braisa and a Hanami. Rav has the right to argue. All right, we'll stop here.
Right, you take him on the base, the second two dots. The Mishnah said also, the Zar Shashimish Tichsiv, the Yazar Akor of Yumas. If the Zar comes and does the Avoid in the base of Migdash, so the Mishnah says it's Chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim, that's the Pasuk, so clearly, the Yazar Akor of Yumas. When the Mishnah we had a machloek is Zar Shashimish B'Mikdash, where the Akiva was the one that said B'Chenik V'Acham Moimrim B'Dei Shemayim. So we'll see, we'll explain you what the machloek is. But they both agree it's Chayiv Misa, whether it's B'Dei Shemayim or Chenik, but Zar Shashimish is Chayiv Misa. And that's this pasuk we have here that HaZar Karv Yumas. Now, the Tomei Shashimish, how do we know a Kohen that's Tomei? If he does the Avoid in the base of Migdash, how do we know that it's Chayiv Misa? Kidiboy mine Rav Chiya bar Avin Rav Yosef. Minayin, how do I know this? That Litomei Sheshimesh, if a Kohen that's Tomei, that comes into the Beis Hamikdash and does the Avoido, Shubemisa, that is Chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim, the Chsiv the Pasuk says, Dabur El Ara V'Yabonov, V'Yinozru, means stay away, means when you're Tomei, stay away, Mikotche B'nei Yisrael, the Pasuk says, V'lo Yichalalu Eshem Kodeshi. Otherwise, if you do the Avodah when you're Tomei, you'll be Mechalal, you profane my Kodesh. So it says Lashon of V'lo Yichalalu. Now again, the Yalav Chilu Chilu Mitruma. We learn out that if a Kohen that's Tomei eats Truma is Chayiv Misa, it says the Yichalalu over there. So we learn out both places that Yichayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim. Mal Halam B'Misa, just like by Truma, if you eat Truma when you're Tomei, Yichayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim, is Afkani also, if you do the Avodah when you're Tomei, B'Misa. So do more why? V'Neil of Chilu Chilu Minoiser. Let's learn out better from Noiser. It says also by Yichalal over there that Mal Halam Kores, just like by Noiser, if you eat the Noiser, leftover meat of the Kabonis, that Yichayiv Kores only, is Afkan maybe here also, if a Kohen Tomei does the Avodah, maybe he's only Chayiv Kores. How do you know to learn out from Truma? Someone says no, again, Mistavrit is more the reasoning, Mitruma Hevel Elamelech. To learn out of a Kohen that's Tomei, that does the Avodah, learn it out from a Kohen that's Tomei, that eats Truma. Shekain Guf, they both have Guf Tomei. In both cases it has to do that the Kohen is Tomei, whether he's eating Truma or whether he's doing the Avodah. Yeah. Rashi says Shneim in the Guf is by itself. Shneim Psumi Aguf. They're both a Psum in the Guf. And also Shneim Psumi Tuma. They both have the same type of a Psum that the Tomei. Mikvah, that in both cases if the Kohen would go to the Mikvah, it'd be okay. And also Barabim. It says Loshen Vayichalalu, a Loshen of Rabim in both places. Mashenkin by Noiser, it says Loshen Chilul, a Loshen Yochid. where Adrabah, the opposite, Minoisa, still I should learn out a Kohen, Tomei, that does the Avodah from Noiser, Hevel Lemelech, Shekein Kodesh. We're both talking about Kodesh, about Kabonis, doing the Avodah and Noiser. Pinim, it has to do with inside the Beit HaMikdash, Lafuke Truma, which is outside the Beit HaMikdash, and also Pig of a Noiser. The Machshav is Pigle applied to Kabonis that are done inside. By a Kohen, he can make Pigle. Noiser is a Korban that could have had Pigle. Mashen Kain, Truma has nothing to do with Pigle. The Mor still says, Chilul Durabim, Mechilul Durabim Odif. Since by Truma, and by here by a Kohen Tomei, it says Lashon Obe Yechalulu, or Lashon Rabim, so that's Odif. It says, Velo Yechalulu, both of them, that's a better Xerish Shavah. Therefore, I learn out from Truma to Meya, that the Kohen is Chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim, here also, a Kohen Tomei Shashimesh, he's Chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim. Now, Tful Yom Shashimish, the Bright said before, Tful Yom, that means the Kohen that touched the Sheretz today, even though he went to the Mikvah, still is called the Tful Yom. He has Tumah on him until the evening, until Pesach Chazon. So if he does the Avodah after the Mikvah, still is Chayiv Misa. Minoan, how do I know with this type of a Tumah, he's also Chayiv Misa? Titania, Reb Simo Yomer, Remez le Tful Yom, where's the Remez? The little sign, Shim Ovad Chilul, that if he does the Avodah, he's Chilul. Chilul means like he's not called the Kohen. Minayin Talmud, the Pasuk says, Kedoshim Yilu Lehayim, V'lo Yechalalu. Next Pasuk here, V'lo Yechalalu. Emeinu Inyan L'Tomei Shishimish. We do not need this for the Pasuk, for the Yisoid, that a Kohen that's really Tomei. Denafkalei Mivi Nozru. Learn that from the Pasuk before Vi Nozru. Stay away when you're Tomei from doing the Avodah. It starts in the wind, you look full yayim. Put it to the case of a full yayim. Even though the Kohen went to the mikvah today, but since it's not Pesach Chovim, he's still Tomei. Sheshimesh, now the Yal, so it says Lashon here of V'loy Yechalalu, and therefore again, the Yal of Chilu Chilu Mitruma. Mal Halam B'misa, Avkan B'misa. Just like if when the Kohen's Tomei eats Truma, he's Chayiv Misa, here also if the Kohen's only a full yayim, still he's Chayiv Misa. Then it says the Mechusa Begodim, that if a Kohen does the Avodah without wearing his Big Day Kuna, he's also Chayiv Misa. Minolon, Omer Rabavu, Omer Rab Yechin, Omoto Bo, and some bring it down from Mishmei to Rabbi Lozer Rabbi Shimon. The Pesach says, V'chogarto oisam avneit. And Rashi ends up, the Pesach says, V'hoiso lehem Kuna, which is Mashmo, Shaidei Begodim Heve Kuna. A Kohen only has his Kedusha Kuna when he wears his Begodim. So the Lord Darshind, Bizman Shebigdeyim Aleyim Kunasam Aleyim. Bizman a Kohen is wearing his special Bigdey Kuna, then he has the din of a Kohen. But Ein Bigdeyim Aleyim, even though he's a born Kohen, but if he's not wearing his special clothing now, Ein Kunasam Aleyim. For the Indian of doing the Avodah, he's considered like he doesn't have Kedusha's Kohen. Therefore, Be'evelu Zorim, he's like a regular Jew. If so, this we learned already. The Yomamah, we learned before, that Zara Shashimish B'Misa, a regular Jew, a Yisrael, that does the Avod in the Beis HaMikdash, is Chayiv Misa. Zara Kohen, without his clothing, is considered like a Zara. That's how we know it's Chayiv Misa. It's a Gilu Misa. Again, it's not a concern from, Enoi Shemin Adin, it's a Gilu Misa. Misa, it's a Misa De Shemay. Now, Mechusa Kapar Minol, a bigger Kiddush. The Kohen was, let's say, was a Zav. So he raises 7 days, Zayin Nikiyim, he went to the mikvah already. Still tomorrow, the eighth day, he has to bring a korban. Or it was a mitzvah, he has to bring a korban the eighth day. Before he brought that korban, even though he went to the mikvah already and it came El Shemesh, still he's possible to do the avodah. And if he does it then, he's chayiv misa. Minol, how do I know this? Omer Avuna, the Yomakor, the prophet says, the chipor alera koyin fitoharo. That after the Kohen does his kapara, then it becomes clean. Torah mechlal shitameya. That when he brings his korban in the morning, that's when he first really becomes tohor. So since here the prophet says b'tohara, it's a diak mechlal shitameya. That before he brings his korban, even though he went to the mikveh yesterday, and there was already Hera Shemesh on the eighth morning, before he brings his korban, still he's considered like he's tamei. Because the Pasuk first says, after his korban, then v'toharo. The Yom HaMar, Timesh HaShemesh HaMisa. So if it's still considered Tomei, that we learned before, claim that's Tomei. If it does the Avoid, it's Chayiv Miso. So that's why I know even a Mechusa Kippurim. Now, we shall Rochat Yadayim V'Raglayim, Minolim. How do you know if a Kohen comes in without first washing his hands and his feet in the Kiyor, in the May Kiyor, that he's Chayiv Miso? The Pesach says clearly, V'Voyom Eloyom Moyed, when a Kohen comes into the Yoyom Moyed, into the Beis HaMikdash, Yirchat Sumayim, he has to wash his hands, wash himself with water. For lo yamusu, and then you will not die. Mashma, if you come in without washing your hands first and your feet, you're chayiv misa. Now, shesuya yain, if a kohen drinks wine first, the revius of yain, and then he comes in to do the avoid, he's chayiv misa. The chesud of Potek says, yain v'sheicher al teisht. And it ends off, not to be chayiv misa, v'lo yamusu, it ends off. Ofru arosh, how do we know if he comes in without taking a hiccup, his hair grew for 30 days already? There's a pasuk in Yecheskel that says, Roisham lo yigalechel, the hair, they did not, you should not let your hair grow. Don't let the locks of your hair grow. It says right after it, v'yayin lo yishtu, you should also not drink wine. Says so, iskush peru arosh, there's a hekesh here that the same halacha, that with the same oinish, would apply to letting your hair, if your hair is too long, l'shuya yayin, the same punishment if you would come into the Beis HaMikdash after drinking wine. Says so, Masha Shri Yain, just like if you drink wine, where the Torah says, Yain v'sheicher al teisht, the pasuk ends up clearly, that Yechayiv Miso, the Miso is out here also, Peru Arosh, that the Kohen is not allowed to let his hair grow more than 30 days worth, if he lets it and comes in, the Miso, he's also Chayiv Miso B'dei Shemayim. This is all the Brice before. Then the Brice ends off, Avo, but you should know, the next few cases is only allowed, but no Misa. Oro, Oinin, if the Kohen did not have a bris milah, or else he's an Oinin, one of his Kraven was made before the Kfura, or else Yeshev, if the Kohen is sitting instead of standing, the Azara, these things are only allowed, not a Chayiv Misa. Now let's see why. Oral, Minon, what's the lav of an Oral? A Kohen that did not have a bris milah, where's the lav that he cannot do the Avodah? Some of Chizda, Dov is there, this thing, Mi Toiras Moshe Rabbeinu Olam Adnu. From the actual Torah Shabbat Tzav, we do not really learn out this halacha, or we do not see where it says it. Ad Shabbo Yechezke Ben Buzi Vlom Adnu. So Yechezke Ben Buzi, he came and explained it to us, and I'll tell you, always speaks out, not that he was Mechadish Talacha, just he's explaining to us that this is also halacha of Moshe Mitzinai. But Yechezke said, the Pasuk says, Kol Ben Necher, or any Ben Necher. What does a Ben Necher mean? Where the oral lave means his lave is missing, which means he became an apikoros, Rashi says. That means koyin mumah la'avodas kechavim. He changed over this koyin to worship avodah zorah. Shu oral lave is something missing with his heart. Then it's nakru ma'isul lovish v'shemayim. Such a person, such a koyin, is possible to do the avodah. And the oral bosa, who are then if you're